Lutheran Church says gather. It calls and gathers. The Holy Spirit leads us to huddle. It does another thing. It enlightens us. We get a little smarter, in other words. How's that possible? Well, when we read our text here from Acts chapter 2, you might think that people weren't getting smarter. They were getting more confused. Because can you imagine all these people from all these different regions coming together and agreeing on anything? Think about this. When I read these titles, I just want to give you a map of this without going into too much detail. But here we go. Parthians, Medes, and Elamites. That's modern-day Iran. All right, that's modern-day Iran. We know that Jews settled there in the 5th or 6th century before Christ, and they never went back to Jerusalem. They'd go back for festivals. So we have people from Iran. Read on a little further. We see Mesopotamia. That's modern-day Iraq. There are people coming from the Tigris and Euphrates to Jerusalem. Read a little further. Judea. That's Israel and Palestine. How's that relationship going, by the way? Not so good. Yeah, not so good. And then we go on to Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia. That's basically modern Turkey. Rome, that's self-explanatory. Cyrene, that's in Libya. We also have Cretans, that's a little island in the Mediterranean Sea. And Arabians, that's in Saudi Arabia. Now, can you imagine knowing those countries and the people that live in those countries today coming together today and agreeing on anything? Nope. Almost impossible. Yet on this day, they came together and they understood each other. They were enlightened. And it was so powerful. You know what people thought? Did you hear it? They thought they were drunk on what? Wine. They thought they were drunk on wine. My theory is they weren't drunk on wine. They were drunk on something else. They were drunk on the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. See, when you're drunk on wine, the inhibitions, we're not able to make good decisions. But when you're drunk on the Holy Spirit, something different happens. You're enlightened. And all of a sudden, you can learn things from different people that are different from you. From different countries, different ethnicities, different backgrounds. Hence, the Christian church is the most ethnically and culturally diverse religion in the world. Last week's priest was from West Africa and spoke French that we went and heard a fantastic message from. My friends, the Holy Spirit enlightens us. You have that power inside of you. Going to a high school reunion can kind of be like, doesn't it seem like it's kind of like going to having a huddle in and of itself? I don't know how many of you have gone to a high school reunion, but at some point in your life, you were one with a lot of those friends. You experienced dramas and perhaps sports games and trips and adventures, and it's awesome, and you almost could finish each other's sentences. You're so tight to those people that you go to high school with and graduate with. And then you graduate and you go your separate ways and you bond with other people, you get married, and then one day out of the blue comes the invitation in the mail that says you aren't even expecting it. Come back for your high school reunion. And my response was, when I got that the first time, was, I don't think I want to go. I what difference does it make? But what I've been told is that when people do go, all of a sudden they're taken back to those friendships. And it's like being in tune with that person all over again, and you realize you have a family and a belonging, that you grew up with those people. Now, wouldn't it be beautiful if that same thing happened at our church every week? In other words, we huddle together, we all go out and form. We do different things and we form relationships with different people. Then the Holy Spirit brings us back together in huddle to be together as one. And we realize how deep our relationship is in the Lord, that we belong and that we are a part of a special family. My prayer as pastor is that in the weeks ahead and months ahead, that we celebrate the gift of huddle at our church. We love each other with that strategy that God gives us. And what is the strategy? Same strategy as Acts chapter 2. We gather together and we simply share and celebrate the mighty works of God. That's what they did. And we look forward to how those mighty works will happen for us in our lives in the day ahead. So you may not like football, but at least like huddles. Realize you have that power of the Holy Spirit that draws you to huddle, your special family church. Let's pray about that before we go to the Apostles' Creed. Dear Lord, we thank you for this power that we have. Sometimes we forget about that power and we kind of operate on autopilot and we think we are making good decisions. But Lord, allow us to pause, to see, to experience that power in our hearts, your Holy Spirit, that does those things that we believe. It calls, it gathers, it enlightens. And allow us to just get on the same page of that strategy of the Church of Acts to proclaim the mighty works of God in our life. I thank you for each person in this church. We have some quarterbacks, we have some running backs, we have some wide receivers, we have some tight ends, we have some defensive backs. But boy, we thank you that we are on the same team. Unite us more in the gift of your Holy Spirit. Amen.